Saddle up your horses.
Well, welcome everyone to the Robin Walter Show, part of the Red Sky Radio Network. God bless you today. Boy, always so much to share, so let's get rolling. I do want to say if you want to contact me, you certainly may at redskyradio777@gmail.com, redskyradio777@gmail.com. And criticism, complaints, contributions, there is a link. We have a solicitation in the middle of the program to be able to send us a check. We sort of do that the old-fashioned way, but there is a PayPal link on the website, which is robinwalter.net, from which you can also get the program, along with the podcasts and everything else, which I won't announce again because I do it frequently enough. Just to let you also know, though, I have two books on Amazon for sale now. One, The Rapture Revisited. Finally, a lawyer takes a look at end time events. Anyone that acquires that in the month of May or after, I will send them free and a slightly updated version, which is going to be coming out very soon, as I have a whole new chapter to add based on some incredible revelation from God. That's all I can say. And it's just, I don't say that lightly. I only say that authoritatively if I am confident of that which I speak. Okay? So, I know you can identify with this. We try to start with good news, and this is sort of good news, but I have to preface it. We have all been in the situation where we sit back and we wonder, why do the wicked prosper? That's from Psalms. Dave said, why do the wicked prosper? Why do the evil seem to have no problems, and they are wealthy, and the kids seem to be good shape, and you know, kind of all of this kind of stuff. I don't know about the kids part. I think that's in there, but why do they prosper? And I'm asking myself this because in making a purely moral decision, I sold a company stock just a year ago. I didn't have that much in it. I had really very little. It's gone up $100,000 in 1 year. $90,000 to be precise. In 1 year. And I thought, God, I mean, everybody raves about this company. You could probably figure it out by what I'm not going to tell you what it is. But I sold it because they were 100% on the human rights campaign, which is all for abortion at all stages. It's all for everything queer sex. It's all for everything queer marriage. It's all for tranny. It's all for mutilating and abusing the bodies of minor children. The company has signed on and supporting everything wicked from the pit of hell, and the company is doing fabulously. And I'm just saying, gosh, why? Well, if you read the end of that chapter, here's the good news, is that their day will come. The day will come, and it will come swiftly. This won't be the first time that I've made something which I thought was a terrible decision. And I've made some bad decisions, which have, to this day, not yet been corrected, so to speak, because that's part of life. You hope that you have more winners and losers. But anyway, the day is coming, and I just had to sit back this morning and say, okay, I know it sounds like Barry Goldwater. You know, his campaign was, in your heart, you know he's right. Well, I know I did what was right in my heart. And I'm not going to profit and cheer on a company that advocates from the pit of hell. And so we're just going to have to get a little bit used to seeing a certain level of prosperity among the wicked around us, but simply know it is not over. It's not over. God brings things to a conclusion, and the conclusion will make all wrong things right, and all the right things will still stand, praise the Lord. Okay, here we roll. I was thinking as in the preparation of this program, and I prepare a lot, and I prepare a little. I know what I want to talk about. I have a few articles that generate the ideas, but I don't write out this. This program is not scripted, unless it's scripted by the Holy Spirit, and sometimes I certainly mess that up even when it is. But back when Barack Hussein Obama was president, I bashed the guy every week. I prayed for him and bashed him. And I didn't want to bash him. I wanted him to quit doing things wrong that needed to be called out. Somebody asked me not too long ago, kind of where do I see myself in Scripture? Well, the part of me is Ezekiel. No question about it, because I have unpopular messages. But I have to give them anyway. The other part, though, is John the Baptist. I had a twofold ministry, repent, and the other half was calling out evil among political leaders. Calling them out publicly for their sin. And so he had a twofold ministry. And that's kind of where I see this. But I didn't want to keep bashing Obama. I just wanted him to quit screwing things up. Could he just please repent and stop trying to be the Antichrist? And he didn't. And I find myself in that situation with Joe O'Biden, right? I mean, you know these stories already, so I don't know, you need to go into great detail how this week came out, revealed that he authorized the Department of Injustice, authorized them to use deadly force in raiding a former president's house for documents. Mar-a-Lago. The Mar-a-Lago raid, all those FBIs, they stand for something else, which I'm not going to share here in the program right now. But how could a search for mere doc? This isn't a cocaine bust. They aren't breaking in to take somebody who they know shot three cops. It isn't any capital offense. It's an allegation of documents that are not releasable to the public, right? And he's not. Why would there be a need for deadly force with an army of FBI agents? When I was 8 years old working in my father's lumberyard, there was a guy there who always said he worked for the FBI. He was an FBI agent. I liked him. He's a huge man. Had hands like gristle. He was a cement contractor, and he didn't use any tools. He just leveled it out with his hands, I think. Gosh, they were rough, but he was a great guy. And I was always so impressed. And he finally said, well, you know what FBI stands for, don't you? I said, no, actually, well, I think I do, but what does it stand for? He said, well, foreign-born Irish. And he was proud of that fact. I would not be proud of that fact today to work for the FBI, not unless you were trying to clean it out and clean it up. And if Trump is president, FBI, DOJ, Education Department, they all need their budget slashed somewhere between 50 and 75%. All bunch of heads roll, a huge flush of homes on the market in Washington, D.C. Because, and I'm digressing here already, but think about Stalin, Adolf Hitler, Fidel Castro. You can go right on down the line for all of your socialist governments. When did they become immovable, impenetrable, undefeatable, and they oppressed the people? It's when government got bigger. You can't have a dinky socialist government. You can't have a dinky communist government. And we grow this government by leaps and bounds, and it needs to be cut off at the knees with a rusty knife, financially. Spanking Democrats is the only thing they understand. So if you just kind of look at what has come out in 1 week from Democrats, the authorized use of deadly force to what? Try to locate and identify classified documents in the home of a former president. Joe Biden, you suck. And I got to tell you, yeah, I pray for your salvation every now and then, but less often than normal. I'm starting to pray, God, take him out. Isn't that what it says in 2 Thessalonians? Pray that you would be delivered from wicked men. He fits the bill. But he's part of the judgment on this country, as we've talked about in the past. Next, so you have Iran, which has vowed to wipe Israel off the map. They hate Americans. At the funeral of their president this past week, they got thousands chanting death to America. And what do we do? Our morons in office send their condolences. They stand at the UN meeting for a moment of silence for the death of the butcher of Tehran. The only thing that was really properly called for upon the announcement of his death is a song. You know the song. Ding dong, the witch is dead. That's all that was called for. I don't have it in front of me here. There's that psalm that says, talks about that the people rejoice and shout for joy when the wicked die. Not because they're in hell, but because their death presumably leads to a lessening of oppression. Did people lament Hitler's demise? Of course not. I mean, whether it's VJ Day or VE Day, victory in Europe or victory in Japan, people were cheering. Because a lot of people on the other side died? No, but because the oppressors could no longer oppress. And yet here we are cheering, supporting, honoring, sending condolences to Iran for the death of a butcher. My goodness sakes. You remember Ted, what's his name? I can't even remember now. The serial killer killed 24 co-eds. Ted Bundy. Okay. Can you imagine that at the execution of somebody who had killed 24 co-eds in brutal ways after raping some and others, I guess they, in his eyes, weren't worth the rape, but they just wanted to kill him, sending out condolences for the death of somebody who absolutely deserved to be executed? The butcher of Tehran deserved to be executed. He lucked out. He died in a helicopter crash. He didn't have to face the knives, the bayonets, the bullets of his own people in a execution. He got spared that. So the U.S. and old Biden offer condolences to a sworn enemy of the U.S. and Israel, while the citizens in Iran are celebrating the death of the butcher. That's out in the street. At the official ceremony of the death, Iran, the leaders were calling people and demanding that they show up and show their support and chant death to America. This is our government. Well, no, that's not all. So this week, Joey Corn Pop, I'm your left-wing puppet, Biden, somehow contrary to the... I still don't know how this can even be possible. The Supreme Court ruled against his debt relief program for all the college students who went to crappy schools, got crappy degrees, which meant that they got crappy jobs and they can't pay off their loans. Sorry, I don't have any condolences. I worked my way through college for every stinking dime. I take that back. My father gave me $250 each semester. My room and board was $2,500. That's not counting the tuition. Paid for my law school education, both of them, why not? Didn't go into debt, I just worked my fanny off. Well, you know, there's a way to deal with the student debt program, and that is to get rid of student loans. I said, well, we could never afford it. Yes, you could, and here's why. If nobody's going to some of these schools, like the Poison Ivy League schools, a charge an arm and a leg, correction, two arms and two legs. If they can't afford it, what has to happen? They have to start drawing on their multi-billions of dollars endowment to cover the cost. It was so easy to bring down the cost of education. A lot of the professors are far overpaid, way overpaid. And what do they do? Teach crap to our kids. We pay for the moral, we subsidize the moral destruction of our own children. Just cut it. Get rid of that, or cut it down to a maximum of like $5,000 a year. So they could, hey, I only got $5,000 to spend for tuition. What can you do for me? Well, get lost. You know what? After enough people can't go to the college, teacher salaries will come down, all these costs. I don't know for what university it was. I can't even remember. Now, I had the article out, and then I didn't save it. It has 67 diversity, equity, and inclusion employees. 67 at an average salary of about $100,000. Go do the math. Cut them out. They're losers. Get rid of it. It's worthless. And if you're going to keep subsidizing it, well, I'll tell you who's subsidizing it ultimately. All of we working stiffs are subsidizing the release of this debt. Joey just said, we're going to stick it to the working man, and I'm going to use you, your working man's income tax dollars, for me to buy votes. This is just how unscrupulous and horrid the now worst president in U.S. history is. Sorry, Brock, you slipped to second. I know that must bother you that you're only the second worst, but Joe passed you by. After all, he's your protege. So just cut the aid. Tuitions will drop in a heartbeat. They've got to, because the alternative is they just close the university. They have to lay off staff. Oh, gosh, we don't want to do that because, well, actually, we were the ones that still got paid for not doing jack squat crap diddly during the COVID pandemic. We got paid for doing nothing. Yeah, we're government employees. Don't you know? We love socialism. We love communism because communism is all about big governments. That's why if things don't go this November, I'm waiting to see. I'm getting more active, encouraging appropriate people in different states to consider secession. Okay, how about this boondoggle? This is just this week. We are funding Hamas, the ones that are sworn enemies of Israel, the one that wants to kill everybody, and you probably saw the video of the female IDF soldiers with blood all over their face, and the Hamas people, every single one of those Hamas people, maybe you want to castrate them first and then shoot them. Because the last thing you want them to do is procreate, right? I'm not exaggerating. This is how wicked and evil and horrid and morbid these people are. And then you've got 90% of Gaza that supports them. Why should we protect the alleged innocent who actually support these monsters? They're part of the problem. 70% of the Gaza aid coming in through this stupid pier that we built for them to deliver the aid is stolen. 70%. Who do you think is stealing the aid? Well, it certainly are not the alleged innocent women and children, because those are the ones for whom the aid is allegedly for. You mean, look, your parents have a present for you under the Christmas tree. You can't steal your own present. Right? It's yours. Maybe that you got at it a little bit early. Maybe you got at it before you got out of your pajamas, but it was yours. If it's innocent women and children, as few as they may be in that country, based on what we know from the numbers of who support Hamas, they can't be stealing their own aid, that which was intended for them. Who's stealing it? Hamas. We are subsidizing Hamas. Takes it, turns around. They take it for themselves. Whatever they don't need, they turn around and maybe sell. Who knows? They're crooks. They're jerks. They're worse than that. I just can't say it on the air. So thank you, Joey. Just blow hundreds of millions of dollars of taxpayer money funding jackasses from Hamas that are out to wipe us and Israel off the map. Okay, I gotta change horses here. You know, I went riding the other day for the first time, and I've had a couple horses. I went riding the other day with my wife. and a grandson. First time he'd been on a horse, he loved it. Almost loves it as much as golf. But I was concerned that when I went to get off the horse, I wouldn't be able to, and that my legs would be permanently frozen in the position of the wishbone on a turkey, spread out, and I could never bring them back together. Well, I'm proud to say I was able to get off without help, and I still can get my pants on and off, because my legs came back together. But boy, oh boy, was I out of shape. Anyway, I'm sorry about that digression. I'm not covering this next story because it relates to COVID. COVID is the topic that produces the story, but the story isn't about COVID. This, the following is to show the one of the elements of the beginning of a reign of terror. We already have a reign of terror deeply embedded in all of the government schools, which you have no business having your kids in or grandkids in. The reign of terror, the DOJ, the FBI. One of the things that Adolf Hitler did very early on was to assume complete control of medical services in Nazi Germany, as did the Russians under Stalin, as did Fidel Castro, go right on down the line. They're all part, they have the best care, but they control the care so that they didn't have the best care, and then all the chumps get whatever falls from the table. And a component of the reign of terror is the control of medical services. Because let's face it, how many of us wouldn't do a whole lot of things to get the medicine we need or the surgery we need? I mean, you know it. You're sick. You're sick as a dog. You're in bed. Do you really care at that point what's going on in Washington, D.C.? What's going on in Israel? You might not even care what's going on in your IRA, your bank account. You just feel like crud. And all you want is to feel better. Every issue in life. Well, did you know that your second cousin twice removed is in prison for smoking dope? No, I didn't know that. I mean, this didn't happen, but I was using an example. No, I didn't know that. And right now, I don't really care. What we will do for medical care, the left knows that medical care actually sits at the top of the list. You say, well, you need food. Yeah, you need food. But medical care really is if it's not first, it's tied for first with food. And people will do anything for it, and they control it. And the control over the medical profession in the United States has been a humongous leap of encroachment upon the rights of doctors, and certainly and definitely the rights of patients. So that's why I'm going to share this one story with you to show where we are going and why you need to search out alternative medicines, alternative doctors, maybe holistic doctors. Maybe you need to move to another state to get fair and balanced, let's call it that, let's borrow a Fox term, fair and balanced medical care, because it's increasingly unavailable in certain states as the doctors were paid a ton to diagnose COVID. I know that. I mean, I went for a test. The doctor said, your symptoms, you got COVID, mark them down, he's a COVID case. And then the doctor, she looked at the nurse, who was a guy, and he said, we need to do the test. Why do we need to do the test? Because that was how Mayo Clinic got paid. And boy, were they ticked off when my test actually proved and showed I didn't have it. Nanner, nanner, nanner. Too bad, doctor. Money. Control. So we got a doctor, and I cannot pronounce his name. He's Chinese in Oregon. Wei Husong Lin. I'll just call him Dr. Lin, because that L-I-N, that one I think I can pronounce correctly. Anyway, he got fined for prescribing ivermectin during the COVID-19 thing. But his case is not over. He got fined $5,000 here recently on an order that was just issued May 2nd. And this is from stuff 3 years ago. So they came out and said that prescribing medicine for unapproved usage is common in the United States, but administration officials have warned against prescribing and using ivermectin as a COVID-19 treatment. See, ivermectin is approved by the US FDA. Why were they concerned about using ivermectin? Because it might work. They wanted all the control. They could control everybody and every hospital and every doctor if the only thing was a stupid, crappy vaccine which has killed tens of thousands of people. If that's the only approved method. So they cut off all the others that are trying to find something. So they cut off something. They say, well, it hasn't been tested. Well, neither was Pfizer or Moderna vaccines adequately tested. In fact, I can tell you this. With ivermectin, horses tend to live. With the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines, the rats died. So that should tell you something right there. The rats died under Pfizer and Moderna. But the horses live under ivermectin. And just keep in mind, yes, it is used for horses. My wife uses it on horses. But there's a lot of things that have multiple uses. That said, the regulators pointed to a database of clinical trials, some of which found ivermectin did not confer a benefit against COVID-19, but some of which found ivermectin was beneficial against the illness. Well, they certainly couldn't. See, they had to knock ivermectin because they couldn't really point to any study of theirs that worked. Well, just because we can't prove that our medicine worked, we're going to not let you use your attempted medicine. Let me ask a rhetorical question here, and everybody listening to this program has an answer for this that fits. How many of you have taken a prescription that didn't work? That didn't work. So what if ivermectin didn't work? Or it worked in some, but not in others? The COVID-19 thing the vaccine didn't work. Well, you can't get it. Yes, you can. You can't pass it on. Yes, you did. The people who are at the greatest risk of death from anything related to COVID-19 are now those people who have had the initial shot plus one or more boosters. A fact. Maybe we'll talk about it. So Dr. Lin agreed to this order from the and I said it was Oregon. It was Washington State. Same thing. They're both states are on the way to the netherworld. Let's put it that way. So he signed an order. He admitted to prescribing ivermectin to 5 people without fully detailing how the prescriptions might work or the risks involved in the alternative treatments. Let me ask you, how many shots from Moderna or Pfizer were given with letting the people know what the risks were, letting the people know what the alternative treatments. You see, the crap of this whole thing is this guy is not in trouble because he did something bad. He just wasn't under the control of the medical Nazis, i.e. the Biden regime. They didn't have any alternative treatments they laid out for people getting the shot. They didn't lay out the risks involved. There was no informed consent. You will take the shot. What does that sound like? It sounds like to me the Jews getting off the trains in Auschwitz and said, this is an inoculation for your benefit. This is a vaccine that's going to help keep you safe this winter. Are we halfway through this program already? I'm not halfway through my material, but please don't go away. It just keeps getting, I don't know if better is the word, but don't go away. Robin Walter, The Robin Walter Show. We'll be right back.
The Robin Walter Show is a listener-supported program. Your contribution goes to help as many people as possible to hear that the Word of God has answers to help you survive and even thrive in the dark days ahead in this country. We pledge to bring you the critical information you need to make informed decisions in this age where big tech and big media have conspired to rid our country of everything Christian. Please send your support to Red Sky Radio, P.O. Box 99, Wickenburg, Arizona, 85358. That's Red Sky Radio, P.O. Box 99, Wickenburg, Arizona, 85358. Thank you.
Too many teardrops for one heart to be crying. Too many teardrops for one heart.
We are back. Question mark in the Mysterium is one of my favorite songs, or one-hit wonder, 96 Tears. That's about how many we've been shedding here daily with just seeing what's going on. But there's hope. The hope is actually an assurance at the end. We do win. We will be redeemed, justified, vindicated, raised from the dead, and ruling and reigning with Jesus Christ for 1,000 years. How about that? Okay, now back to this world. So, this doctor got nailed because he didn't advise the risk involved or alternative treatments, none of which any of the doctors have done with Moderna or Pfizer. Pack of hypocrites, it's all about control. We know that. But of the five people, what happened? One didn't really have any benefit one way or the other. Two of the others ended up not taking it because they got won over. In other words, they got intimidated, if not seduced and lied to, by website stories talking about the possible negative effects of ivermectin, of which there really aren't any, but so they never got it. So the CDC never tested ivermectin, so how would they know? So the authorities faulted Dr. Lin for not discussing COVID-19 vaccines with his patients. He didn't make that available. Well, the doctors giving the shots didn't tell anybody about remdesivir or ivermectin and other approaches. So understand here, now this doctor is punished for not advocating something worthless. He's punished for simply not advocating what the government, which does not have medical credentials per se, but for political reasons is dictating that the doctors must do. So the CDC now is requiring this doctor, this is what this doctor has to do, is requiring him to regularly review the CDC prevention guidelines, to regularly review up-to-date websites for current COVID-19 guidelines. He has to take continuing medical education classes on preventing, treating, and managing COVID-19. In other words, he's got to subscribe to a whole pack of lies. And he has to establish new type of doctor-patient relationship, as well as write 2 papers of at least 1,000 words each, describing what he learned from the websites and the classes. My advice to Dr. Lin, why did he subscribe to this? Well, he wanted to keep practicing, but if they're going to control the practice, why do it? My guess is Dr. Lin is Chinese, and Chinese people are probably historically more yielding to government pressure because of their history, where they came from. They're told everything to do, so coming to the U.S. and having somebody tell them what to do is nothing new. They fold. My advice, I mean, look, this is 5th grade. Write 2 papers of at least 1,000 words. They're trying to humiliate this doctor. My advice, I would write, if I were he, 2 papers, 1,000 words each, and it would have to be 111 times on each paper, I will not chew gum in class. Right? I will not chew gum in class. About 110, 120 times, it comes out to about 1,000 words. Turn it in. Because it was said, describe what he learned. He didn't learn anything. You ever, you learn something if it's a lie? Well, I guess you learn it's a lie. Maybe that's what he should say. They're also going to make annual visits to his practice. They're going to review random selections of records at their request and their demand. Nobody got hurt of the five. We don't know what happened to the other two. They didn't die. But two didn't take it, and another person took it and didn't have any consequences one way or the other. Dr. Jane Orient. It's interesting. She has her last name is Orient. That's a Chinese doctor. With that last name, she had one recommendation. Get out of the state of Washington to get medical services. And if you are a doctor, forget the state of Washington to practice. Go to some place where you can actually enjoy and exercise all of your duties and obligations in alignment with the Hippocratic Oath. It's pretty easy. Okay, so I hope you hear a Sunday morning with Robin Walter this week. Because the whole deal with Harrison Butker, and the Sunday morning program is entitled "Why We Need Real Men." You'd need to hear it. The Harrison Butker, the guy who gave a speech, he's Catholic, gave it to a Catholic school in a small Catholic town of, or not Catholic town, small Catholic school in Atchison, Kansas. But he said everything the left can't stand. I can't repeat everything. It'll finish off the whole rest of the program, but be sure and listen to that. But I want to call out a couple of people here, which are incredible disappointments. And at the last, you may think otherwise if you're a Kansas City Chiefs fan, but I think Patrick Mahomes is the weenie of the week. The weenie of the week. Along with Roger Goodell of the NFL, and far as I'm concerned, Andy Reid, the coach. Let's go back, and why do I say that? Let's go back to when Harrison Butker was being absolutely lambasted by everybody everywhere because he had the audacity to speak the truth, speak his mind. Isn't it amazing? One tiny little bit of truth coming out of Atchison, Kansas, in a graduation speech puts all the left-wing libtards, and I apologize for the redundancy, into a foaming lather of hatred and venomous spume coming out of their mouth because they're convicted of their sins and their failings. We can't have one single person saying this. We get to dominate and control 100% of the media. How dare a person exercise 0.1% thing? Well, what did Patrick Mahomes say after that story broke? He said, "Oh, I sit next to him. I don't talk with him. We don't say a word." Everything he said implied a negativity that he didn't have anything to do with Harrison Butker. And the NFL, bunch of LGBTQRSTUVWXYZ weenies, come out and say, well, we support diversity and inclusion, and that makes us stronger. No, I don't think that it does, but go spin your yarn because I'm not watching NFL football this fall. Forget them. But Mahomes didn't have the guts to come out of his hole, to emerge from his cave and say something truthful in support of his teammate. Nor did Andy Reid. Until a certain development. And you know what that was? It was after Butker started kicking Mahomes' butt, so to speak. It wasn't until Butker's t-shirt sales quickly exceeded Patrick Mahomes' t-shirt sales. Mahomes and Reid and Goodell didn't come out of their holes and begin to try to side with this guy until they realized that actually they were in the minority. That there's a whole bunch of people that support Harrison Butker, and these guys didn't have the guts, they didn't have the cojones to stick with their guy until they realized, oh, it's safe to come out. And in fact, I better come out of my hole because people are going to think ill of me now if I don't support Harrison Butker. My goodness sakes. Well, all right, enough of that. You know how I really feel about that story. Forget Mahomes. I hope KC takes a big dive. Travis Kelce couldn't give a rip about him. And now I got to stop. I like the team until this last year. Now I want to get to something that is probably maybe the most important thing of the day. And that is one of the truest signs that we're in the end times. This week, Norway, Ireland, and Spain say that they're going to recognize a Palestinian state. So Israel logically pulled their ambassadors back. Israel can do nothing right. It doesn't matter how much care and precision they try to use in getting at Hamas. The world is just filled with gutless weenies. There's a bunch of Patrick Mahomes out there, I guess, until they find out that maybe they're in the minority, and all of a sudden they have an epiphany, and they're on the other side of an issue. Now, these are not the first three. There are actually 140 other countries, more than two-thirds of the United Nations, that recognize a Palestinian state. But these three doing it all on the same day, being Western nations, deepening Israel's isolation, is probably the biggest recent indicator of just how quickly we are heading into the depths of the end times. And how's that? It's all the nations turning against Israel. The United States is equivocating. Joey's got no brains, no guts, no morals, nothing. He's trying to play. He's trying to play three sides to a two-sided coin. And he's failing miserably, and but for the fact that the lapdogs in the media are propping him up. As I said, I've said since a year ago in March, March of 2023, he won't be the candidate. I still think it'll be Gavin Newsom. But having said that, I'm changing my lexicon in the reference to certain things. The National Religious Broadcasters Convention had a thing, and there's an I Stand With Israel convention. I think it's this weekend in Nashville. It's a good city and a good state. They have concluded that no longer will they refer to the West Bank as the West Bank. That's a term devised, created, a fiction of the state of Jordan, because Jordan refused to call it by its original names, which are Judea and Samaria. And why? Because identifying it by its real names, Judea and Samaria, would also identify it as being belonging to Israel. So I'm no longer going to use West Bank. That's it. For now on, it's Judea and Samaria. And I might have to say AKA West Bank only because every time somebody says X, they have to say also known as Twitter, so the reader knows what the heck they're talking about. So maybe I'll do that for a little bit. I don't know. But they're isolating Israel. Israel's one of their foreign ministers here, no, it wasn't Netanyahu. I got the quote. I'm not sure which minister in the Israeli government actually said it. But he said, quote, "History will remember that Spain, Norway, and Ireland decided to award a gold medal to Hamas murderers and rapists." Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, it's Bernie Katz. K-A-T-Z. I'm not sure what his, I think he's, well, I don't know what his position is. But anyway, so where's the U.S. with this? Well, the U.S. and Britain, among others, have backed the idea of an independent Palestinian state. They're for it. Right with Israel, where Israel can be attacked from all sides in a little rinky-dinky country, geographically speaking, its size. But they just simply say they won't support the idea of an independent Palestinian state unless it's part of a negotiated settlement. So in other words, they are pushing Israel to give up territory and recognize people who don't want a two-state solution because they've already said we want to kill every Jew. We want Israel gone. We want them off the face of the map. That's why they're not going to recognize a two-state area in Palestine, because it then would mean that they have actually given the existence of Israel's legitimacy in the form of a worldwide recognition. They're not going to do that, because now they can't attack them anymore. So it's not going to happen. But what it is doing is, in accordance with end time passages and scriptures, the world is turning against Israel. Now, Israel is going to sign a peace treaty. We know that from eschatological writings in the New Testament. But they'll find out in a hurry that it's false. It has no legs to stand on. And along with the increasing anti-Semitism, something else is occurring, which is actually biblically prophetic. It happened in 1948 with the creation of the nation of Israel and all of the, what's it called, Aliyah? I think it's the Hebrew word for the return to the motherland. So Jews coming out of different parts of the world, particularly Europe early on, but other places. But that hook for the Jews to return is not a hook that is still without bait on it, in my opinion. That God is allowing this anti-Semitism to be heightened so that increasingly more Jews who think they kind of have it fat, dumb, and happy in the U.S. or Britain or wherever, and it's happening. It is happening. I've read those that are saying, you know what? I don't want to live in my mansion in L.A. I'm going to move to Israel. And it is happening. Not in droves, but as the anti-Semitism picks up, as Joey No Brains or any other Democrat sides with Hamas and the terrorists, because now Muslims are going to soon outnumber Jews as a voting segment of the United States. I only said 10 years ago, how long will it take before Muslims outnumber Jews? Did I ever think it would take only about 10 or 12 years? No, I didn't. I knew it was coming. Jews don't have very many kids. Muslims have gazillions. The future belongs to the fertile. But the fulfillment of God's word may in part be due to the fact of the increased anti-Semitism all over the world, including the United States, to draw back the full number of Jews God has called to be there for the very end of the end times, including Armageddon, to take place. And it's going to continue because, I mean, I look at this bill that 148 House Democrats voted against a bill to deport migrants who assault police. So 148 Democrats oppose deporting illegals who are attacking our police officers. Isn't this an olly olly oxen all and free to all radical Muslims? And that's sort of redundant anyway, to come in. They're growing by leaps and bounds. Have your Bible, know your word, and have your guns and have your ammo. My goodness, where does the time go? I can't do a two-hour program. I am going to share one other. I'm going to jump back to something because dealing with Harrison Butker, because this hypocrisy of the media is just incredible. And I want to point out something to you that you will not be reading anywhere else. I picked up little bits and tidbits here and there, a larger portion from the Blaze media. But the NFL, in its attack on this guy for being righteous and having the guts to speak godly things, this is something to keep in mind, and you can use it as ammo when anybody brings up something about why, how does he dare to say things like this, and what does it say about women? Well, guess what? There's a lot of women buying Harrison Butker shirts. Way to go, girls. But he gets excoriated, gets torched and shredded in public, shamed, and an attempted humiliation for speaking godly things in a speech. Whereas on average, 50 NFL players are arrested every single year. Since 2000, 41 of them have been Kansas City Chiefs. Tied for fourth, not the Super Bowl, but they're tied for fourth in the number of arrests of their players. The NFL has had 129 cases of domestic violence, 120 assault or battery cases, along with a few murders and homicides which hadn't been proven to be murder. So what's going on here? So as long as a Blaze writes here, as long as a player can run for 1,500 yards a year or get 15 sacks a year, he can get away with just about anything. Just ask Deshaun Watson, who got a record-breaking $230 million contract after being exposed as a creepy sex pervert. Quote here, right now, Butker is being denounced by the NFL and going through a trial by media for encouraging young women to live happy and fulfilling lives. Whoops. Apparently, he would have been better off punching one of those women in the face or getting two or three of them pregnant. Plenty of his fellow players do that without any news coverage. Wow. I mean, thank you, Blaze, for coming out that. But, you know, I want to end this program on some good news, and this is why I came back to the Harrison Butker issue. It says in Genesis that, you know what, the enemy intends for evil, God's going to use for good. Harrison Butker was made for just such a time as this. And this over-the-top, livid response by all the left-wing whack jobs in this country have done what? All they have done in their attempt to ridicule, intimidate, and ultimately to get him fired. There's 185,000 people who have signed a petition for the Chiefs to fire him. All they have done is give voice and a pulpit, so to speak, and visibility to one man speaking God's word. A pro-life message. He spoke the truth about the LGBT or queerdom stuff going on. The left has actually done him a favor. You know, 1 Samuel says that those who honor me, him will I honor. So Harrison Butker honored God, and God is honoring Harrison Butker. The first and the only one who really came out was Chris Jones, defensive tackle for the Chiefs. 310 pounds, 6'6". It's a guy you want to have on your side. But he said, "Go, man, I love you, brother." He said this when nobody else was on Harrison's side. He's the only one on that team that deserves any acclaim. But why is the media so angry? Why are they shrieking character assassinations of a man who kicks a ball for a living? Quote here from The Blaze. It's precisely because their narrative control is crumbling. If the regime felt fully confident about the story it tells and its hold on the public, then it wouldn't fret about some crank telling his own theories to a few thousand people in Kansas. Yet in this, and that's the end of the quote. So in this attempt to squelch this voice, they've actually put gasoline on a Holy Ghost fire. Kind of like the early martyrs. They said, "We need to kill them," but for everyone that got killed, the gospel of Jesus Christ spread faster than it did before. Whoever was willing to die for something, gosh, they must be telling the truth. And so in this odd, quirky way, Satan, in stirring up all of his left-wing lemmings in this attack, have brought and have aroused a conscience that has been dormant in a lot of people to say, "Yeah, I not only support this guy's right to say it, it's his thoughts, I actually tend to think he might be right." And he's given reason and hope for not just men and women to come out of their kind of shrinking violet position into which they've been intimidated by all the leftists in the so-called academia and in corporate world and in Hollywood. So keep attacking, left. Just keep it up. Because as you keep attacking, you're going to give voice, vision, and visibility to those few who dare to stand up like Harrison Butker. And that's what the end times is going to be like. More pressure, more visibility, more pouring out of God's unique favor for those who have been yet called to join in the kingdom of God. They will see a few that have the guts. They will have the spiritual fortitude to stand up and say what needs to be said and do what needs to be done. God will bless them for it, and a whole lot of other people thank those individuals for doing it. You can be a Harrison Butker. God bless you all. We'll see you next week. Sit tall in the saddle. Remember, you ride for the brand of Jesus Christ.